This episode of IDS was brought to you by Tweet Audio. Look, y'all, if y'all got y'all headphones messed up, man, y'all need some new listening equipment, just go to Tweet Audio. Use the code IDS, all right? Get your 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime warranty. Y'all check it out, y'all.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B, a.k.a. Furious Styles. Okay. I will be your primary host through this journey called the In Deep Show. I'm so glad you were able to join us. I drink during the show,
yeah.
So there might be momentary times of blacking out. If the time comes where I lose all control of the show, taking overhead controls will be the young lady to my left, better known to you as the Queen. Queenie, y'all.
I don't know about that today, because I'm drinking too.
Equally as drinky.
And my liquor is brown today. So.
Liquor? Only if you force me to.
Wow.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Wow. Y'all. Wow, y'all. No.
All right.
Queenie Queen.
Hey, yo.
Who's to your left?
To my left is the lady that's known as, damn it, Gina.
Hey, hey, hey.
She's gonna get it in the show some way or another.
I'm getting it in.
Right.
She's gonna try.
Getting it in.
Oh my God. Wonderful. And damn it, who is to your front? Wow.
The dog is to my front.
I'm smelling it.
Hey.
It took you a minute, huh, Wayne?
I know.
Okay. What's up, y'all? Y'all know how I do. I'm here. I got some stuff to tell y'all. I'm ready to turn it up.
Turn it up.
But before we get to all that upturning and turning up and all you young folks out there saying, how was everyone's weekend?
Oh, my God. So I'll start this time. My weekend was full of excitement. It was phenomenal, active. I am actually quite tired. Yes.
What's his name?
Ooh. Oh, man.
You know, you're going to eventually put that out there.
So, it was my sister's birthday. We hung out. We had dinner. I had a beautiful Saturday. Saturday was just phenomenal. The weather was perfect.
No,
and everybody was out. I was one of them. It was just an awesome weekend, from dinners to brunches at Sobe to just so much. It was phenomenal. I had a great weekend.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I never like to pat myself on the back or anything that this show can do for you, but I just want to let you know, before I left the the foster home where we found Dame Regina. She didn't do anything but sit in the house and watch TV. But y'all notice, ever since she's been on this show,
her weekend has been phenomenal.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Just,
it was all because of us.
I mean, she's getting sexual offers. She's getting wined and dined.
She's glowing.
You know what I'm saying? And all I'm saying is, hey, listeners, this can be you.
Hey.
All it takes is some steady listening. Be on top. When we call on you, you got to know your IDS history.
Mm-hmm.
And when we call on you to take that next spot,
there you go.
Damn. I know, right? Because I'm having a good weekend. Now my spot going to be available. Damn.
I mean, I wasn't even talking about you because there is a... In case this is the first time you're to your studio and you didn't notice there was another mic to your...
There is
an empty chair.
It's always just...
Let me put a four piece in that seat. You know something.
Oh.
Hey.
Gotta add a biscuit.
Oh,
baby. Wow. Coming in here grumpy on your diet.
Whatever. Yeah, I am super happy and excited, including
that's
the fact that
I'm
starving.
That's not what you said a minute ago.
Shut up, Mark. See there? See there, Mark?
It's the second time you told me shut up there. That's two.
Yes, I am starving. Listener. Yes.
For the listener that sent in that timestamp for that show when Gina lost it, can you please send the information back
please.
To me again?
Please. And so send in your information because I want to know who you are. Like, seriously.
I ain't gonna snitch on you. Just send it to me.
He gonna snitch.
And I'm gonna play it. I promise you I will have it queued up and ready to play at the beginning of the show. On this portion of the show next week.
Ooh.
I'm gonna blast her off the break to let her know she kirked out.
Blasted. Blast it.
Wow.
I wanna be blasted.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, and blasted daddy.
All right, besides, damn it, how was everybody else's weekend?
Oh, let me tell you, I gave Buddy a bath. Buddy alert.
Hey.
I gave Buddy a bath, and I also gave him a haircut.
Yay. Good job.
And my little man looks pretty dapper these days.
He's quite handsome.
Like Buddy.
He's cute.
That's my man right there.
I know Buddy was like, man, the groundhog come out, don't see a shadow, I get a haircut.
Buddy looks super excited and happy.
That's precisely why you two were the only one that got pictures of.
Oh,
that.
You ain't send me no
pictures. No, goddamn it, no. Then that's exactly why.
Because
I know if I had sent you a picture, it would have been a caption coming back. Damn, I'm so happy. I finally got a bath this year and shit like that. Because I know you.
But she talks about it more than I do.
Oh, really?
He like, So.
He's trying to throw you under the bus. That's all.
I don't talk about it, Buddy, in a bad way. I just about calling like Peter and SPSC.
Oh, right. That's the only thing I ever said.
But whenever I'm a part
Gina,
of
Gina, you will be the Queen only one getting pictures from now on.
Queen usually says something positive like, oh, go, Buddy, or oh, you're so clean, and look at you.
That's why you bought them damn wipes, wasn't it?
So you would actually use it on him and he would be, yes, that's why I bought
Boy,
them.
Boy, when oh, 1 plus 1 no equals 2, it is an amazing thing.
But anyway, how did y'all like my haircut job, though?
It was good.
Yeah, he looked really good.
I told you, I'm getting pretty good. But you know, every time I cut him, while I have him there, it looks good. But, you know, once I let him go and then, you know, I see him, I'll be like, damn, I should have cut a little more. I should have trimmed a little more off the paw. But, you know, that's by me being an expert at cutting him.
Ooh.
See, by you guys looking at it with the naked eye, you probably really couldn't see it. You know, but,
well, okay.
But I'm getting good. And another thing, my baby Kayla, she was in another event, Black History event at the community center around our way.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. Actually, at Kentland Community Center. And they had different little kids from all of the surrounding community centers, Columbia Park, Kentland, Good Luck, some other community centers. You know, and all the kids did their little thing. It was real, real nice. Okay.
Oh, that's
now, the
good.
Only thing that concerned me is, okay, now all the kids, they did their different little dance routines and stuff like that. The damn parents, you know, turned that shit into a competition as opposed to just a regular Black History thing for the kids. You know, when their kids came out, it was like they were standing up clapping before they even did the routine or whatever. You know, but to make a long story short, Columbia Park, which Kayla was a part of, killed it. They came on at the end. I don't know whether it's because they had the best routine or whatever. And I'm not just saying this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a biased opinion just because my daughter was in it. But I'm telling you.
They killed
it. At the end, did they?
What did they do?
Okay, when they started off with some little African dance, they had on the little kente cloth and everything. So they was doing the, you know how to, you know.
Wait, you know what?
I know, right?
Or you know the African dance.
Oh, Lord, I wish you I could. This is one time I wish we had the camera on.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't know how to, but y'all know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm trying to get to. All right, and then they started, then they moved into a little modern dance type of thing. And then at the end, they kind of put it all together with the dances that they do now, the whip and the nay-nay and all that kind of stuff. Brought the house down.
Did you?
My wife did.
Okay, cool.
My wife did.
I'm messing around.
I left my. Would you?
I would.
Me too.
Bring it next week.
Okay, cool.
Brought the house down.
Columbia Park.
I'm trying to Columbia Park represent. That's right. I call them Kayla and the mob. Oh, I gotta put Kayla first. You know how you do. You know, I'm like, what's Beyonce's father name?
Matthew.
A little black. But anyway, that's pretty much my weekend. Along with the nice weather, that was beautiful.
Couldn't beat it.
With a stick.
Oh, I'm by myself?
Oh.
I'm just playing.
I was like, couldn't beat it with a stick?
No, I'm just
okay.
I was kidding.
Ooh.
That's all right. We're going to get it together.
Quinn and Queen?
Hey. All right. So, let's see. Friday. I didn't do anything Friday, I don't think. I can't remember. Saturday, though, I went to a really cool tasting. Mm-hmm. It was
I saw the pictures.
Yeah, it was
my mouth watered.
It was Calvados, Armagnac, and Cognac. Mm-hmm. And this time he didn't really spend a lot of money. Like normally he'll take, you know, everybody's money and buy like a really expensive bottle of something that you would like not be able to find or get. But I think this time the most expensive bottle he had was like $300. You know, and that's wholesale. So, you know what? I forgot what it was called. I'll show you a picture of it, but
expensive.
I forgot. Right, okay. Actually, I think that was, I can't remember what it was
just
called.
Just reminded me, I forgot something at the store.
What?
You just reminded me, I forgot something at the store yesterday.
Oh.
They had a, I don't know the name of it, that had the Femboire. They had a sample pack.
Oh, okay.
They had four different ones.
I think it's La Chuleta, or something like that. I don't know French.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So they had the apple. They didn't have the raspberry.
Did they have the peach?
It's even a broken clock is right twice a day. They had the peach.
See? I know stuff. You don't know what I be knowing.
Okay. All right, if they have an extra two, grab me one. But anyway, so that was it.
I'm so happy I knew something.
That's where you have that big smile.
Hey, exactly. Hey.
Yeah.
That's equivalent.
Yeah, you.
Hey, I took a shit.
Yeah.
That was the equivalent of him and Jay-Z.
Right, okay.
Fuck you.
Yeah. That was pretty much the gist. We hung out with my girls. We don't always get a chance to hang out, you know, but we grilled.
Yeah.
Is this the non-book club?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. Grilled.
I honestly believe that. I did submit your book club as an ISIS sleeper cell.
We actually do read a book. We do read. But you know how. I mean, come on, ladies. Anybody out there, book group, you going to talk about the book.
Then you gonna drink some wine.
Then you gonna talk about other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because
you
my husband ain't shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hey. You haven't seen each other in a while, so that's what you do with book group. But I do read the books though. See? Although I ain't gonna lie, one book was just so whack. I was like, I will not be a party to this shit. I will bring the wine. I'm not reading this garbage.
I'll bring bottles if y'all just let me sit in on the next one.
I'll ask. That'd be normal.
Matter of fact, I will. Girls. Anything can fit in my arms off that bar. I'll just grab it all.
Yeah, all unless right. It's sweet wine or something. They don't drink what I drink.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, I don't judge.
They soft. They sissies.
I don't judge. But anyway, so yeah, it was cool. So and we like talked and I smoked a cigar.
And
just hung out. It was like good times. And we haven't had that, you know, that fun in a long time. So it was nice.
How often did you used to do it?
When my friend lived around the corner, at least once a week. But now it's like, you know, when we go to somebody's house, it's probably like once a month or every, you know, like other month, 2 months, something. I don't know. It's been a while. Like we might go to dinner, but we haven't really had a chance to hang out at somebody's house and talk uninterrupted. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool.
Isn't it nice to just have some girl time?
Yeah,
though?
You need that sister girl time. Really I mean, do. I'm sure you know you guys like hanging out with your guy friends too. It's like you need that, you know. Sorry. Brian, you need that time with your friends. You know what I'm saying?
You sure do.
Doc needs the time with his animals too.
Yeah, I see enough of this motherfucker every Monday night. I don't need to see him on
one
weekend.
Time. You don't need nobody else after today.
No.
All he need
today
after
is
that,
enough.
I see enough it's motherfuckers.
His pet dog and his pet bull. That's it.
There you go.
That is it.
There you go. And I'm good.
I got it. All right. I'm
one more sip.
And here we go
for the road.
I went to New York this weekend and was able to, every time I've been in New York, it's been business related, get in, get out, basketball game, whatever, just never really had the time to sort of take it in. So I was actually able to do that this weekend, do the whole sort of corny tourist thing.
Oh, cool.
That is
and,
cool.
You know, ride the double-decker bus and all that good shit. I was trying to get a plane, wasn't able to do that. But now that I kind of have the lay of the land a little bit better, definitely going to make that happen. So, I was happy I was able to do that. And then again, like Damon said, it was the greatest weekend just to be out in quote-unquote winter. That all kind of came together.
Cool.
No doubt. Right directly outside my window was the scariest picture of, I don't want to offend anyone, an Indian lady that was advertising some sort of meditation. And she just had this pose like, I'm going to steal your soul. And it was like, and the hotel I was in, like, literally the whole wall was a window. So it was like, as soon as you open your eyes, that hooker, because I like to sleep the window wide open. So I'm like, this bitch here.
Close the blast,
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of. And then right beside that one was some fashion designer with a slender Asian lady that just looked real judgy, like, nigga, you so wrong. And she just, like, the whole time was just
looking at you.
Every time I opened my flask and everything, it was just. So I just took my clothes off and started walking around the room.
There you go.
Okay.
Tell her to judge that.
Not your flask, though.
Oh, you ham swinging.
All right.
Pressed up against the window and everything.
What was in the flask?
What was in the flask? Because when I was in a hurry and I needed something to just, I just did the cilantro.
Mmm.
And it worked out so well. until I got on the train and just thought it was like what you're supposed to do and kind of pulled it right out in front of the conductor, like, hey!
Oh, no.
Put that right here in my bag. That's not even mine, sir.
I don't know where this came from.
Right.
I love the train.
It was, you know, I haven't ridden that train since college. So it was, and it reminded me so much of college because I would, usually when I used to have to leave for college, it was either the week of or the week before, as Queen would remember, Georgia Avenue Day. And so I would hang out on her campus, scavenging anything that I could before I left.
You know. That would be the real HU.
The women would be like, oh, you on the basketball team? I'd be like, yup.
I sure am.
I mean, afterwards I had to explain to them, not this college. My shit is at state.
After you finish.
But I am on the basketball team. Hey, I see Christmas break. You gonna be here?
I'll be back.
Look, after you wipe yourself off.
Ew.
Wow.
Test nigga. So yeah, that was my weekend. And
sounds good.
So cool, yeah. Learned some shit. Got some nice pictures. I felt so touristy. But you know, I was upset about one thing.
Of course.
People, do I look that non, like the chances are impossible that I could be a New Yorker?
If you stand in the middle of the block taking pictures.
But not even that. I mean, even when I was walking, like I'm just kind of walking. Mm-hmm. And motherfuckers was like, yo, you're like trying, you know. Take us back home with you know, blah, blah. I'm like, how you know I'm not from here? You ain't even heard me speak or nothing.
Probably, what'd you have on? There you go. What'd you have on?
I mean, I probably look like I was a polo model.
Maybe that was what it was. You have on some Tims?
Uh-oh.
You messed up, son. Messed up. I remember the first time I went to New York, I was like, I'm wearing some Tims.
Fuck all that. Now when you walk in 15 to 20 blocks, you ain't.
Well, no, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, this
I mean,
is true.
I did ride the train from really far to really far. But I mean, I was like, I'm wearing some Tims. I'm going to wear a puffy coat. And it's going to be like.
Look like you was on the video, huh?
I know, right?
It's like, whoa.
That's what they had on the video. This is what I'm going to wear.
Right, whoa.
First time I went, I was a little silly because I went to a Broadway play and. He was like, well, put on a dress. I want you to look sexy. It was like 13 degrees outside. That was crazy as hell. That was the dumbest shit ever. However, it was a great trip. But yeah, I didn't do the Tims. I did heels and a little dress like a dumbass and froze to death. So there you go. That was my New York experience. Yay. So yes, it was good.
You know, that's funny when it's cold outside and you see women dressing all, you know, like they're not cold and
freezing,
you know,
to death.
I'm going to a model shoot. Like, look at this. I know she's cold as a motherfucker. Try to look cool as shit. Look at it. Go on, girl.
But the ones that can pull it off, you gotta give it to them.
Like, okay.
I know every ounce of her is cold.
Right.
But damn it, look at her. She walking like it's 80 degrees out here.
They do that here.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about.
Period.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
That club.
And then that's where if she real sexy, that's where the men's minds start just wandering.
Right.
I know that pussy people.
The degrees of weather just go out your mind. You're like, oh, yeah.
Damn. All right, let's just turn molesting. I
know why she
ready.
Won't.
I know that thing goes.
Start the show.
That source of heat is right in between.
Yuck.
That thing got icebergs on it.
Whoa. Okay. I don't know what was worse.
All that of it was pretty, that one. All of it was pretty bad. They were equal.
All right. Well, the people are waiting. They're kind of tapping their nails like, fuck your weekend. Can you start the show?
Pretty much.
All right.
Let's start the show.
Let's do it.
Did you know this one was coming?
I knew it. That's why I was going like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from I made the Yankee hat more famous than the Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the Apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold. In vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
You know what I'm saying? If I grab the little, not that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me, shit. You caress me and grab me real hard, shit. You belong to me.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
After 52 years of marriage.
What's going on, Nick?
Well, all right. Okay, all right. Let me start again. After 52 years of marriage, Camille Cosby has to go on stand to testify. Now, apparently she did it yesterday. Now, my whole thing is, all right, what kind of questions do you think that they're going to ask Camille?
Was she in the room?
Were you aware of what was going on?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Did you ever see Mr. Cosby purchase drugs?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met any of these women personally?
Have you seen them bend anyone over the couch?
Do you yourself take drugs? Of them? Right. Has Mr. Cosby ever forced himself upon you?
Anally.
Wow.
Is there anything left in damaging his glass?
Nope. I'm almost out.
I was like, what's nothing left in that glass?
Okay. We're going to do a show on that. Empty glass.
IDS nighttime edition.
Right, right, right. But I don't know. This is going to be interesting, y'all. I wonder if they're going to show that shit on TV. The deposition, though. Because I really like to see that shit.
I'm curious. I thought you couldn't. Well, is she testifying against her husband? I thought you couldn't if you were married. Is this something different? Well, how does that work?
I think what they're really trying to do is trying to find a sexual. I'm not gonna say preference, but maybe a sexual antics or whatever, you know,
like his
being
character
married
to see if he really is a
being married, you know,
deviant.
Yeah, I think they're gonna ask her questions like, you know, did Bill, you know, offer you any drugs, or did he do any strange acts on you, you know, I don't know. I think they're gonna try to, you know, question his character.
Well, it's a
civil when it came
case.
To section when it comes to sexual
So I don't know if it's the same since it's civil. I don't know if it still has the same, you know.
Merit.
Okay.
This is going to be interesting to see.
Okay. You know what's bothering me about the video that you see of Mr. Cosby walking in and out of the court? Why does he have to have this? I'm a 90-year-old senile man look on his face like, what are these things they're pointing at me?
Well, supposedly, I think he's partially blind. Oh. That's what they say.
I think so, too, because one of his eyes, or maybe it's both, I think it's just one.
Got look, like cataracts or glaucoma or
yeah,
some shit going on.
Yeah, it just has that I'm already dead look.
Oh.
No, it looks like it has
my
no color
in it.
My cheeks
have already been taken, that kind of look. Sorry, I was just...
But I mean, look at the one of his few shows that he did recently. He didn't walk out on stage looking like that. He looked very sharp and in tune with the audience. And
but how long ago was that though? I thought he hadn't done a show.
Not even
since last year, right?
I mean, it's been in about a year.
Well,
within a year.
The only reason why that could be a possibility is because I don't know if you saw the one clip where he was walking and were all walking and he tripped.
He missed that curb. Me and Brian was laughing at that shit.
No, you're laughing by yourself. You're laughing by yourself. Right?
Why'd they help him?
But you know what, though? I think if you really looked at that clip, every time he turned to somebody, he was like, you know. Like, I don't know whether he was saying no comment. I don't know whether he was saying no comment. Wow. Then he looked over here, and then next thing you know, he almost, you know, he didn't step up enough.
It's his lawyers. His lawyers. I can imagine him, you know, being in their office like, okay, Mr. Cohen, like, not Mr.
Right. I just think it's an act. I think he has this, I'm a helpless old man
exactly.
Sort of
right.
Act going on.
And everyone's except
for
feel
that
sorry
curb.
For him.
Except
and
for that curb. That shit, that was all costly.
I mean, it could have been intentional. Who knows? I mean, because that kind of
that was not intentional.
I just want to know.
He missed that curb.
Yeah. I want to see if the dude that was holding his arm. I want to see, is he still employed?
Right, exactly.
No, wasn't his lawyer and a guy?
And why they got to hold him like that? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because they're trying to get the sympathy.
Right. That's
yes.
What I'm saying.
Man.
Nah, Bill, don't do that. Just
do it, Bill. You better.
Walking in stern, bro.
And then he was still wearing one of them old sweaters. Remember back in the day you had one of them sweaters that went across like the double knit.
Double breasted
joint. Yeah, you know, he So he ain't been buying no clothes.
He is old, though. I mean, he is on the older side. Maybe he just enjoys.
The older side?
I mean, he is old. Maybe he just enjoys. Ancient. Well, yeah, he might enjoy that kind of sweater. Double-breasted sweater. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, well.
He should have put on a Cosby Show sweater.
But I mean, if you can, if you can button a double-breasted sweater, you should better get up on that curb too. You know what I'm saying? You should better do it. That's all. Because every time I see that clip, man, even though I know it's gonna happen, I still laugh. I'm sorry. But I love Bill. You know, Bill. Hey, man, you do your thing. Oh, and you know what? I think they're gonna ask Camille. You know, why you guys were, you know, indulging in sex that. Maybe he put some of that Jell-O pudding, you know, in your private areas, and or some of that Coca-Cola made her smile. I don't know. I think those questions, you know, should be asked. You know. All right.
Why everybody got this horrified look on their face?
That's right.
Brown looks like something stinks.
If he drugging him up.
And yeah, Queen is just looking like, what the hell?
You get a lifetime supply of that shit. You got to do something with it.
They said they stopped making Quaaludes after a certain time, but he must still have to stay.
Just because they stopped making them don't mean
anything. I said he must have had a stash somewhere.
You stop making them old medication mean, you around. You can stop.
Hey,
you
I said he must have had a stash somewhere.
Hadn't.
I'm like, shit, I have something in my cabinet did from like really say 3 years ago. Smile?
No, he's the pudding pop and
I honestly, that was the second part was coconut.
Yeah, something about that. Yeah. It was coconut Pepsi.
The joke was as dated as the Quaaludes.
Fuck yeah. All right. Now, I know y'all heard about this. The Miami police talking about boycotting Beyonce's next concert, not giving her any security because her halftime performance at the Super Bowl was pretty much, you know, about the Black Panthers and shit. Okay.
It wasn't about the Black Panthers.
Okay, break it down.
You want me to talk about the video again?
But anyway, the police are saying that, you know, they're going to boycott, you know, her, you know, them giving her security because of the halftime performance. Okay? But my whole thing is, okay, if you're going to boycott giving her security, which I think is part of their motherfucking job, if that's what they supposed to do. Now, I don't know if that's in the law or whatever. You could just say, hey, I'm not going to give her security. Or is that something that, you know, is like a side thing for them when it comes to events? I don't know. But anyway, Louis Farrakhan says that, okay, if they decide not to give her any security, we will.
Okay.
You know, so I think that's pretty cool. And he goes on to say,
for a small fee, that is.
I was just about to say, I wonder if they would charge her or if it would be for free.
Well, I don't know.
I doubt if it would be for free.
I don't know. I mean, the way he said it, it wasn't like he said, we, you know, there would be a fee. He just said, you know, I think knowing him, he might do it for free. You don't think so?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
And it would have to be highly publicized. You ever seen a nigga give away
a Final Call or a bean pie? He gonna just
use a Brian Muir.
He's just gonna donate.
Muir, not anyone affiliated.
100,000 of his. His men.
Not 100,000. People will volunteer. I mean, you wouldn't want to.
But see,
that's
but you know what? So, but see that'd be a smart move because all he has to do is say, "Oh yeah, I'm going to deploy, you know, my men to do the security." And then the police are going to show up automatically. So. Shit,
right?
So you get what you want in the long run.
This is true.
Well,
get cool. Some beehive.
They're going to have to be involved one way or another. They're going to have to be involved, especially if something happens like outside of the stadium. They have no choice. They can't just say, I'm not going to do anything.
The part that I'm concerned about is a lot of the insurance companies for these venues, if there's not going to be police presence, I'm going might not ensure the venue.
Please. The black officers aren't going to let this shit happen. They'll come.
Ah, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. That's another
so they're going to risk their job for unpaid.
That's their job.
Exactly.
But if your boss tells you not to come.
Union, come on. You know, the whole union and police.
I mean,
I
feel you.
I wish somebody that was a cop would chime in on this. But I don't see how like he said, you can just say, oh, hey, this is a public venue. Mm-hmm. Beyonce, we're not coming.
I don't think, like, the police department is going to turn that. The money down anyway.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do that because that's your job. I mean, maybe you might be extra dicky about it, but that's still your job.
Yeah, public right. safety, period, is your job. So, like she said, yeah, you're going to
be out there with water hoses and German Shepherds.
Probably.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, it's your job.
Damn.
Taking it back.
Not only that.
Way back. Yes.
Not only that, they're trying to reach out to other police officers, other police law enforcement in other cities to do the same thing whenever, you know, whenever she goes to different, you know, states or whatever.
And why is this happening exactly? Because her last CD? Like, what's the...
No. Her halftime performance, they said we're promoting, you know, they did the little Black Panther thing. That's what they're...
Yeah, in the video. In that formation video.
In the formation. Video,
which had nothing to do. It didn't say "fuck the police, we hate you, let's kill them." But it was just like, "Can you stop shooting us?" Is what she said, or what the theme of
the
video was. Stop shooting us.
And she has the right to say that, just like I have the right to say it. So,
what the police are saying is that the Black Panthers were against the police. Period.
The Black Panthers were against people using brutality against them. They didn't use force or do anything shitty. Unless somebody else did something shitty to them. That. No, I know you you know. But I'm just saying, unless it was something done to them, they didn't go around killing people. No. Like, I've seen so many different posts and memes and stuff. It's like, how many people did the police kill and the KKK kill? And then tell me how many did the Black Panthers kill? And come back with the numbers.
All right.
You know?
Exactly.
That's bullshit. Oh, there was a documentary on PBS about it, too. I DVR'd it. Did anybody watch it? About the Black Panthers?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't have that channel. All right.
You don't have PBS?
Everybody has PBS, Mark.
You just don't know where it is.
You just don't watch it.
Right.
Like, I don't look at that shit.
All right. Okay, very well.
You could be right.
Okay.
But I would actually, I mean, I know about the Black Panthers, but I don't think I've seen it, like, all together. Like, I would like to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's probably going to come back on, too, but, you know.
Especially now.
Right. How about that?
I just think it's unnecessary. To me, it's just diverting the attention away from the real problem. The real problem is that we are, you know, speaking out against, you know, being murdered in the street. And now everything is about, oh, you know, you're against the police and you're against, you know, Caucasians. And all. No, that's not what this is about. All this really is about is that we don't want to be murdered. So why does she not have the right to speak out? Of course she does. So it's just bullshit and a diversion from the what's really going on.
That's right. And that's pretty really much good. What he says. He says, Beyonce, do your thing. And he also went hard against former mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Boo.
And he also told Kendrick Lamar and the rest of the hip hop community, man, say whatever you want to say. Fuck them. Well, he didn't say that. That was my interpretation of the thing. That's what I felt deep down in my soul.
You know what it reminds me of, though? NWA. It just reminds me of, you know, when they went through that whole little period where, you know, it was like, yeah, we're not going to, you know, protect you guys. It just reminds me of that, even though she's not a rapper and it's a little different, but it's similar.
Okay.
So it reminds me of that.
That was good. That was good, Gina.
Thank
you. I'm proud of you.
Straight out of Compton. Thank God for the movie.
Well, all right. You go, girl.
You see what happens when you don't follow his tutelage? You actually...
Moving on. Hey, I got some of the biggest I got some of the biggest bullies in rap. Y'all want to hear?
Yes.
Yeah, you got no other choice. All right, I'm going to start from the bottom. Now, this one I don't remember, Brian. You might be able to break it down for me. Cameron. He called Jay-Z a camel.
I remember that.
You don't remember that?
I do. I remember that.
Okay, all right. And he also taunted 50 Cent. Okay, now I don't remember him going at 50. Well, maybe he did. Maybe he didn't.
Maybe.
But I don't know. But the camel reference, I can't see that a little bit. I can't see that. All right. Okay, now we know lately Kanye went at Wiz Khalifa and his baby mama Amber Rose. But if I'm not mistaken, didn't he apologize for that, Chuck?
He did.
Yeah. Okay, Nicki Minaj, okay, going at Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift, okay. Meek Mill going at Drake first, and then Drake coming back pretty much. you know, murdering the dude. Yeah. Okay, now the game. Going at Young Thug. I don't remember that one. That was probably something they brushed under the goddamn thing. Okay, now we all know. I. Okay, I'm gonna just say the rapper and y'all finish it. Okay, 50 Cent.
And everybody.
Ja Rule.
I was like, who did he not come after?
And you remember who else?
He went after DMX too.
Okay, and Jada Kiss. I mean, and Fat Joe.
Like you said, he went after everybody. But he didn't bully them. The only one he bullied was Ja Rule.
Right, pretty much ended his career.
Dang.
Cocaine is too busy bullying DMX.
Aw.
And let me see. 50 Cent. I'm sorry. And the number one on the top of the list is Suge Knight.
Damn, whatever happened with him?
Is he in jail?
It's the Mike Tyson effect. Once you get knocked out once, it's...
Remember he rolled over a dude?
Right.
So I'm like... locked up. Okay, so he's like... Did they ever do the case? Or I can't remember.
I think they just threw him in jail and said, forget it. They're like, we'll be back.
we'll be back to you in a couple months.
That's a good question.
I don't remember what happened with that.
Gina, Google that and let us know next week.
Oh, that's not my job.
Okay. I tried it.
You know what?
You didn't do nothing else.
Drinks and eat chicken. Anything beyond that.
That is my job.
You know what?
Wow. Okay. Let me see. I don't have too much more. Oh, you know what I did want to comment on? That situation that happened when my man was going to McDonald's. Okay. And the little black teens asked him, does black
tell people
lives
that's not
matter?
From around here.
Okay. Well, I think I was just doing that. Okay, there was a guy going to McDonald's. Okay, and apparently there were a group of black teens around him that were apparently fucking just looking for something to do. And they asked the white guy, I think it was Spanish. White, Spanish, whatever.
He was French.
He was white, whatever. Let's go with white.
Okay, we're going with white French. All right, they asked him, does Black Lives Matter? And apparently dude was, you know, he was a little paranoid. And dude was supposed to be an ex-Marine, got some medals or something, whatever. But apparently, he was just like, leave me alone or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And they just started whipping up on him. Okay. Now, come on. I mean, between that and the shit that's happening on the subway station, come on, young people, man. Y'all don't have nothing else better to do but 6 or 7 of y'all jump on one person. You know, that don't make no sense.
The youth is not everyone, but you do have those bad apples, and it's unfortunate because they actually are making it worse and perpetuating, you know, violence and, you know, the stereotype about, black people and violence and anger, and it's just making it worse. Just stop, Jesus.
Right. But
go
my
to a
whole
community
thing,
center somewhere and do something with yourself. Play basketball or something. Damn.
My whole thing was, I mean, I think they were just looking for something to do anyway.
Sure they were.
Okay, now you're going to ask the man, does Black Lives Matter? And then you're going to beat him. All right, all you're doing is, like you're saying, is perpetuating the stereotype. Mm-hmm. You're going to beat the man up, and then you're going to ask, you asked the question before. But all you're doing is making matters worse.
Pretty much.
You know, doing dumb shit like that. Black lives does matter. They do matter. But, I mean, you know, those type of actions is only going to make it worse for black teens, black people, period.
It's actually sad. It's actually sad.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. That's about it. That wraps it up. Still no other comments. Let's move on with the show. We'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome back. As usual, we like to thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for sharing the show, and we really appreciate that. And thank you to the brave, brave souls that step up and send us feedback. Sometimes twice in a week. Doesn't matter. We appreciate you, whoever you are. Some of you actually know who you are.
For the record, can I say that? Never mind. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to hurt feelings.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh. Fragile feelings out here in these podcasts.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nope. Don't even do it. So, anywho. So, you know, before you get into the your feedback that you have, indeepshow@yahoo.com, 202-750-1437 if you want to leave a message. We would greatly appreciate it. Mm-hmm. All right.
And by greatly appreciate, she means greatly appreciate. But I'm not going to hurt anybody's feelings.
Okay. Again? We would greatly appreciate it. Whoever, whomever you are.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. So before we get into, thank God, a change of pace of topics, we have to clean up the mess of weeks past. So let's get into some of the feedback.
Hey, this is Tito. I'm from LA. I'm BTG's homeboy. And yeah, basically, I'm going off what you said, man. It's just a piggyback. Women have a, I'm not going to say all women, but women I've encountered, they have a huge problem with picking and plates. We're not a real big fan, so I'd rather, you know, you get what I get, man, if that's the case. If you want to try it so bad. Yeah, I had a huge problem one time in a relationship. She wanted a slice of my cheesecake. I asked to buy her whole own cheesecake. She didn't want it. She just wanted mine. So we got into a huge argument. Ended up breaking up months later. But that came right back around. I didn't want to give her a slice. Take your own cheesecake. So it was plain and simple. But have a good night.
Maybe she liked your cheesecake better. You only
It was probably more tasty.
But maybe it looked really delicious.
I know, that was awesome feedback.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Something tell me that.
What was his name?
It said Gio on the transcript.
Okay. I was going to say, let me lay down and get real sexy for you.
All right.
Gio.
All right.
Just like real sexy on the mic. And
cool.
Gio.
I honestly believe
extra
that
cheese.
He didn't break up with the person that he was talking about. I think they were actually in the other room.
Oh, you know what?
That's why he had to whisper, because he was like, if this bitch hear me talking about this cheesecake,
I'm not going to get any more of her cake. I'm ready for round two.
Hey, bro, I feel what you were saying, and I'm totally on board. Only thing I would have done differently is I wouldn't have gave her, if she wanted my cheesecake and you were going to offer to buy her her own, I would have just gave her mine and bought another one for myself.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
But either way, I would have got my point across. You're not getting any of mine. Whatever.
I wouldn't have done that.
So rude.
Just
a bite?
No doubt.
Damn.
Just wanted a taste. Just a taste.
Oh, we can stop whispering now?
Yes.
Okay. Shit.
Let's get a girl some damn cheesecake. Yeah, shit.
Man, damn, dog.
Damn.
Spoken like a true.
Damn it.
Don't you do it.
She don't just wanted a little taste. And it was the big deal. Cake. Damn.
Oh.
Hello.
That's all right. Fuck it.
Wait,
fuck it.
I catch it the next time.
Hey. Continue, my brother.
Maybe a little bite. Maybe a big bite.
Cheesecake, man. I'm going to have some of your cheesecake. Shit,
preferably
shit
a big bite.
Okay. All right. We got more feedback to get to y'all.
Okay.
All right.
What's up, crew? Mobile Greek. Listen, Thick B, on that topic, I agree with you. I don't want nobody in my fucking place. I'm selfish. I'm an only child. I've always been like that. But my wife is so slick and know me so well that she gets whatever the fuck she wants. Let me tell you something. I could have my buffalo chicken with shrimp fried rice I done got from the Chinese spot with my big old sweet tea. She'll come over, wipe the grease off my mouth, wipe all the buffalo sauce off my mouth with a napkin, take my sweet tea, let me get a couple sips of sweet tea, sit on my lap in that right spot too, fellas, you know what I'm talking about, in the right spot, feed me my food at the same time eating my food and drinking my sweet tea. So when she done, she hopped her happy ass up, give me a kiss on the mouth, and walks the fuck out. So I'm sitting there with a hard dick and an empty plate. I don't know if I'm the luckiest man in the world or the dumbest man in the world. But she gets me every time. She lucky I love that motherfucker. But she's the only one that can get away with it. So I agree with you, Big B, but I'm weak, so I guess I can't really give a good opinion on that. But I do ride for you, Big B. All right, crew. Good show. Talk to you later. Mobile Greek, I'm out.
I love it. I love it.
That's some sassy shit right there.
She is working that shit. Come here, baby. Let me wipe your chin. Oh, you got a little sauce right there. She is all over it. I love it. She finessed that thing just right to get exactly what she wanted. Then got up off that dick and was like, okay, baby, I'm going to see you later. I'm going upstairs.
Okay.
See, I love it.
See, that's
a creep and appreciate a creep.
Whatever. Wait, that's her husband. She can sit on that thing and feed him some chicken and lick his mouth and then get up and walk around. So she going to see him upstairs later.
Did he say anything about licking his mouth?
Oh,
she did. He did.
No, he said white. He said wipe.
He said wipe.
Thank
and
you,
kiss.
Mark, for trying.
I thought he said lick the grease off his mouth. No.
But when he said it, I was thinking lick, but maybe he probably did say wipe.
I probably was, right. Too. But my whole thing is, now, if she did all that, even though it's the little thing, you know, it's a little Greek, was hard. But later on, you know, it paid off.
Did it?
Something. Listen, hear me out. Later on, if it paid off, which I said when we first brought this shit up, if it paid off later on, fine. If it didn't, I'm eating my shit in the truck next time. Or I'm eating at the restaurant that I got it from before I get home, if it means that much to me. That's all I got to say.
I only have one thing to say about my man's feedback.
Oh, here we go.
It's so good to get Mobile Greek back. Remember when he went through the whole, he was going to slow down to talk. Like, nah, bro, be you.
Yeah, that was funny.
I like the uniqueness, the deliverance. Do you, bro? I love it. Welcome back, sir. That's one cool piece of feedback there. All right, I think there's more.
Wanted to leave a comment in regards to the comments about dating and sharing your food. I'm married, and my husband, he doesn't have a problem with sharing his food off his plate with me. Now, me, on the other hand, I won't share my food, I won't share my snacks, but he doesn't have a problem with sharing anything with me food-wise, or even if it's like the last bite, I typically try not to go after something like that if it's the last bite. But for the most part, if he has a plate of food or something that I've never tried before or something that he's ordered before and I've never had it, he'll ask me, hey, babe, you want to taste some of this? And most of the time I'll say, yeah, because I do. But typically he doesn't have a problem with sharing his food or anything like that with me. I'm the one with the problem because I don't like to share my food. But I don't have a problem with him sharing his food or anything with me. Thanks. Bye.
That's selfish. God that damn it.
That wasn't straight some sugar-coated bullshit. She was like, oh, no, he is the best thing in the world. I ain't sharing the shit of mine. But that's...
He's a...
So that? Basically... Same, fool. See, she made it sound like she agrees with that side of the room. Hey. But really, she agrees with this side of the room.
Well, you know what? She might be on the fence because she's more, you know, I think... From what she said,
when he said on the fence, your coochie hurts, get off of it.
The point is that he is the kicker here. He doesn't have a problem, and he is willing to offer. See?
That's the whole point.
That's so.
If we offer, then fine, it's not an issue. Don't take it upon yourself to assume when we order, oh, I'm getting some of that. Take it out of your mind. Assume we not offering, you not getting none. Just have that assumption in your head. And then let it be a treat if we say, oh, babe, this girl, you want a taste?
Damn, not a treat.
You got that right.
But is it safe to say that some guys just truly don't mind? They really don't care. Some
I'm
guys
sure
do.
Some simpster, I mean, some guys don't mind.
Some selfish dudes probably do. Oh, wow. And some generous, loving
I'm not selfish
because,
like I said, I would buy you your entire fucking meal on your own.
Okay.
And you can try this bitch all night.
Whoa.
Damn you. Oh,
oh, oh, oh. But well, I'm just saying. Get about my plate.
All night.
All night.
All night. All night.
Welp.
Damn. I didn't think that would go for three, like, shows. Yeah, no. Like,
well, hey, it's a hot topic.
That's clearly.
You know?
But wait. Hey,
there's more. Oh, damn.
Yo, what's up? IDS crew. This is your boy, Dino Red from the Shiznick crew. And also, Charlie Bell was here with me, chiming in.
Yep. Hello. Hello, Indeep crew.
And we were just calling in as a result of Big B's plea for, you know, people to respond to the topic of the women snatching food off the brothers' plates and all that. And it's funny because when I heard BTG first bring it up, shout out to BTG, I thought about Charlie Bell immediately. Charlie Bell is not my wife or my significant other or anything like that, but she's my homie. We go back a long way, my road doggy, and we used to work together, and we've had many, many lunches together, and I've been a victim of her fry snatching and food grabbing ways.
Victim?
I've been a victim. I've been tormented low these many years.
Victim is a real strong word. I feel that you've been a beneficiary of my good taste and my gourmet taste,
yeah,
and my foodie ways. Because I have grabbed a fry now and there, I will admit. But I typically also offer to share.
Hell no!
We do have complimentary taste in food, so it's not bad. We've shared many a different dish, family style.
Yeah, we have. But the thing is, it depends on where you come from, and it was a little bit of a shock. I don't lie. For me, initially, it was a little bit of a shock because I didn't come up with people just like snatching stuff off each other's plate or whatever, mm-hmm. no matter how tight or whatever. That's just not something we deal with. And even now, my wife now, in the 12 years we've been together, 11, 12 years, whatever it is, the amount of times that we've shared off each other's plates, you can probably count on one hand, literally. But anyway, I will say this, though, that she's grown. She now asks permission first, whereas before she would just, like, gobble it up. She'd just snatch it, just take it. Just steal it.
Well, dining together is a very intimate act. And so typically, I mean, I grew up in a family, I didn't even know that this was a thing that some people didn't do. It's like when you grow up in a family where it's the norm.
Charlie Bell grew up as a hippie, in case you guys don't know.
Yeah. You just assume that everyone does it. So it wasn't even a gender thing because everyone in our family did it. So I didn't realize that this was something that guys notice on dates until, you know, people told me, but I was well into adulthood at that point.
But I do want to sign off on the fact, you know, that Big B is right, that, you know, he's expressing, you know, and to you too, Mark, Doc, what up? And hey, Queen, and damn it, Gina, we haven't officially met, but you're IDS fam, and so you're fam with us now, too. Yeah, he was telling the truth. It is a source of it varies from degree from man to man, but it is something that's there. It is something that you guys tend to do. It is something that we tend to not particularly care for. And it, you know, it's one of those things that depends on how it's not as bad when it's approached a certain way and once, you know, get to know each other, but just right off the bat, just kind of, yes, it can be kind of shocking, but
shocking.
So anyway, that's about it. We don't want to keep you too long. We didn't want to, you know, leave you a Baylor the Great length message here. But it is two of us, so we should get, you know, twice the amount of time. But we just want to say what's up to the IDS fam.
What's
and,
up, IDS fam?
Thanks, Big B, for your input. And thanks for the 100 episode. Congratulations, brother. Much love to you guys, and thanks a lot for you guys being a big brother slash big sister to the show and helping pave the way. Peace.
Yes, yes.
That's all.
See,
right.
You know what?
That's
all I'm right. I'm tired of hearing y'all.
Wow.
Are right. I'm sorry.
I know.
Like, what? What is that? No.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
It's look like, at it as.
It's like the 50th time.
Look at it. Don't look at it as necessary that we're right. Look at it as.
You're wrong.
We are a. Well, look at it as we are a voice of the people.
Mm.
And we are helping bridge the gap of these relationship and relationship woes. This is something that if you would stop fighting and digest it and stop digesting shit off of our plate, that maybe, you know, this could be one less hurdle that you have to jump in your relationship.
There you go.
And here comes the rebuttal.
I would like to make my final comment on this subject, which is I feel that it is about sharing. Now, granted, it's not about grabbing, and it's not about being rude or disrespectful with someone's plate, but I do feel that the man that I want to spend my time with is someone that's willing to share with me, because I am willing to share all that I bring to the table, including what's on my plate. So I think in the grand scheme of things, of relationships, I think it's bullshit. Share your cheesecake, share your wings, share your Popeyes. She gonna share all she has, you share all you have. And that's my personal feeling. And my last comment on sharing.
Thank you,
Sarah, off of
your
plate.
Anything else from me? Okay. So yeah, there you go. Fight it. Continue to fight your battle. God bless you and Godspeed on all your endeavors.
You know what?
Now, but my thing is this. If you find that man that has everything that you want and is unwilling to take all, not share off his plate, and you're willing to let a perfectly great relationship go by because of that one thing, then,
well, I say again, the same thing to you. Are you willing to let a perfectly good, wonderful woman that treats you well, did such a dick, do everything that you want, and you pass her up because she pulled a fry off your plate?
Like I said,
are you willing to pass that up?
I'm trying to, goddamn.
Okay, well, just keep it simple.
I'm going to let you know the first time that I don't like it.
Okay.
Okay? Now, if you continue to do it, then it is going to be a problem.
Okay.
Okay, and then that just goes, now we're getting away from whether it's the simplicity of a meal, and now we're just going into disrespect. If your man, take it away from the food, if you express to your man that he does something that you don't like, and he's basically like, fuck you, I'm gonna do it anyway, there's a set of issues. So, yeah.
Okay.
Boom, back at you for your...
No, back at
attempted.
You. You have your views. I have mine.
I
They're
do.
Different. And queen, yeah.
The nation seems to back me.
No, they don't. You had like, what? Two dudes. That ain't the whole nation.
Well, I will just say, like, I kind of have done what Charlie Bell has done before. Hung out with my guy friends. I mean, we've gone out to eat, and I know I probably grabbed some of your french fries. Thank God I didn't get punched in the eyeball. But I know I don't know if I've asked you. No, I'm sure I asked, because I'm not
time.
I don't just go digging into somebody's plate no matter who
and
it is.
And I've not only have you asked, I have without pause been like, hell yeah, girl, grab some.
Yeah, I know.
Or I'll cut you a piece of my chicken or whatever. And they'll be like, yo, that's the whole point is being missed on the fact that it's not about sharing. If one is willing to share, then great, move on. It's not a topic for you. But what we're trying to say is, don't take it upon yourself to assume that's how it's going down.
I agree with that from the beginning.
Also,
I'm sorry,
I mean,
Queen,
yeah, I was going to say I wasn't totally done. But what she also said too, and I was like, I didn't really think about that until I got older and realized that is a problem for some, you know. And of course, for talking about this for 1,000 shows now, I realize, no, really, this is a problem for, you know, some people, you know, not, and now with the caller before then, I can't even say with men, it's some women too. I can't just say that, you know what I mean? So I didn't realize it was such a big deal. 'Cause I guess, you know, growing up, it's always, you know, hey, you want to try this? Or somebody's like, oh, can I try some of that? Now I will say, like I've said before, I will not reach into anybody's plate, whether it's my mom, my dad's, my sister, B's, Mark's, what, you know, damn it, I will not reach in anybody's plate if they have not taken a bite of it, because I think that's rude. And I've had people do that to me, and I'm like,
or without asking,
I'm like, damn, oh no, people don't reach. I mean, I don't even know if I've even had anybody reach in my plate, because again, you know, we ask from right. where I'm, you know, from where I'm from, we exactly. ask. But I mean, I can't, you know, like I said, I just wouldn't reach in somebody's plate without them taking a bite first to see, mm-hmm. like, do you like it? Because you might taste it and be like, God damn, this is nasty as shit. And like, really mean it. You know what I mean? You know how some people is like, oh, this is nasty. you don't want none of this, girl.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I'd be like, nah, you can have all of that if you want it.
Right. But they really mean they like it, but they just don't want you to have it.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that's what okay. I'm saying. Where they're like, oh, this is so nasty.
Oh, man, this is horrible. Right. Oh, God.
Now, this topic is officially dead.
Yes.
Except for one group of people. There's only one group of people that I want to hear their opinion on now. That's going to be Ethiopian people.
Oh.
Why?
Just because.
You mean it's the community?
Exactly.
You know what, though? The last time I went to an Ethiopian restaurant, I had my own plate. They had their own plate. I mean, maybe because I had chicken and they had other shit, but I don't know.
Yeah,
so maybe
yeah, probably because
to share
of your
with
yeah.
Me? I don't know.
Right, but yeah.
But anyway,
for those of you that don't know,
that's their culture. The
it's
Lord
yes,
yeah,
it's all, okay. Everyone shares. Oh, yeah, exactly. Me.
So I'm just gonna be like, yo, get off my plate.
All right, let me go ahead and move on, guys.
Yes.
To the next feedback. So I will admit, when I saw this subject, I said, "What the what?" So the subject is, we can't carry this show. Big B, Queen, Doc, and damn it, you guys really brought some things up last show that really got me thinking. Where's the participation from the other Deepsters? It seems like, no, how funny is it that we've gotten other feedback? But it seems like every week the crew is either listening, reading a response from either BTG or myself. Whatever happened to Inconsistent Caller? Remember she said she was going to respond to every question? Wait a minute. What does that say? That might be a different story, because I honestly think y'all ran her off by clowning her. Sir, I beg your pardon. We don't clown people on this show.
We don't.
We encourage.
What are you talking about?
Very seriously,
we might
and all
highly
their
suggest
comments.
Some things you said were incorrect. That's about it.
Or slurred.
Highly.
But hey, if you can't take the heat, stay out of the fucking kitchen, especially when you finished a bottle of moonshine. Damn.
Wow. No wonder she ain't
calling
back.
Well, all right. Matter of fact, where are women callers in general? Because that population is DOA. But seriously, though, BTG and I can't carry the show. Really? Nigga? Okay. and plus, it's good hearing others' opinions. Peace out, y'all. Kmart.
Thank God for Obamacare.
What?
People break their arms.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I will say, no, but seriously, I will say that's super dope. You know, we really do appreciate, even though we clown y'all too.
Yes.
We
clown
really appreciate
everyone.
You guys. Right, y'all ain't special.
Right.
That y'all send us feedback. And to me, it's okay. Even if it is every week, you know, sometimes, you know, 6-minute messages. I don't care. I don't care. I love hearing from y'all.
That's right.
And we see this show, the Deepsters did step up, and we had our podcast family, the Shiznit Show, step up, and they left us feedback as well. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's right.
So anyway, you got anything else to say before I take us into a really quick break, because my glass is once again empty. There's a hole in my glass.
I know.
Or, oh, wait. No, I guess. No, we can get out of here. But let me just remind everybody, though. So if you do have some feedback, nigga, and we ain't gonna beg you. You got some feedback in deepshow@yahoo.com. 202-750-14.
What? I know part of it.
Oh, watch out there, man.
I know, right? I almost got the whole number.
What's the rest of it?
37.
I'm a...
Oh, my gosh, I did?
That's you not got it.
Oh, my God, it's 14.
Now, if you can put the whole thing together.
202. I don't know the other three. Oh. 1437 is the end. If you can fill in the middle. Then...
Okay, Brian. You can give her a job now. That will be her job to tell all.
Doc, what's the number?
Hey, you know what I was thinking? All the listeners that, you know, KGB, all the regular listeners that give us the feedback.
There's a listener named KGB?
That is great, though.
Who's
great,
KGB?
Though.
It's
KGB. I thought I said Kmart.
Maybe you were thinking Kmart. You may have been thinking
Kmart. KGB is probably not listening to us anymore.
Okay. All right. Even though it's just a couple of them that give us out their feedback every week or whatever, mm-hmm. That's fine. This is just a lot of them that listen to us.
Isn't that what Queen just got here saying?
Why do you always cut into what I'm saying, man? I don't never cut into what you... Fuck you. How about that?
What's the phone number, though?
I'm gonna get to it.
Go ahead.
Just appreciate the people that just give us the feedback.
Sure. Yes.
Okay.
So give them that number so they can call and leave another voicemail.
She was not gonna forget. You know she was 202.
He don't know it.
202.
Mark.
Yes.
14.
Oh Lord.
Shouldn't have asked me then.
Oh no, what?
I got too much shit to do already. I gotta work on this shit over here. I'll be back later.
Okay. All right.
Again.
Once again. ndeepshow@yahoo.com. The number 202-750-1437.
Yay!
I tell y'all, if I hadn't said that probably like three times already, then you probably wouldn't know it, but that's okay. I appreciate the effort. That's what I'm talking about.
All right, so real quick, let's get into this. Can we wrap this up?
Oh damn, I totally forgot we had another one.
Yes,
my bad.
We're ready.
All right, so this question, and I'm sure this listener probably so pissed off that their question wasn't read. Almost a year.
Oh, I'm sorry. How long? Whoa.
But I tried to reach back out to him and trying to get a little bit more information, but I'll just go with what I was able to salvage from their question, because it actually does have a little bit of meat on the bones. And here we go.
Oh God, this is the worst.
What percentage of people are fronting when it comes to their standards for dating?
Ooh.
That's part one. Part two is, who does it most, men or women?
See, I'm mad because we should have said that for dating sucks. Dating sucks? But anyway, so how many people, what is the percentage of people that front?
What percentage of people are fronting when it comes to their standards for dating?
I think I'm going to say a really high percentage of people, like maybe, let's say 70%, because sometimes I think you have a list in your mind of what you want, and that's not necessarily who you need or what you're necessarily going to get.
But I don't know if that constitutes fronting. Is more of, I know my standards are low as fuck, but just to sound good, I'm going to I'm not going to tolerate a man doing this. I'm not going to tolerate a man doing that.
Okay.
But you know good and goddamn well, if you got a rack of money and a big dick, probably chances are, you gonna let a lot of bullshit.
Okay, then I'm gonna still leave that. I'm gonna still leave that at 70%.
Pretty much.
Got money, big dick. Yeah, 70%. Yeah.
Big dick. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Hella.
Size queens out here.
Woo-hoo.
Walking this earth.
And so, who does it? Who does it the most?
I think I'm gonna keep it gully. I think women do a lot. I mean, and although men do know, sometimes you walking around here looking like, and I do not believe in calling people ugly, but sometimes you walk around here and you don't look, you know, the best, or you may not smell the best or dress the best, but you might have that money and big dick so you can get women. You know what I'm saying? So Hello? Is this thing on?
If you ask me.
Check one, check two. Yes.
I'm going to say men. And I'm going to say the ratio is going to be like 60. I think 60% of the men are going to, you know, actually front. And I don't know. Maybe it depends on the type of women they're looking for. Okay. I think that they're going to say, you know, just throw on a suit or whatever and just because, you know, I make this, you know, annual salary or whatever. And, you know, just to try to get the woman. And then apparently the woman is going to find out that you bullshit. Mm. But, you know, after he did what he had to do, you know, she... right. But then again, I think maybe 50% of the women may, you know, put on a facade as though they, you know, they're making a lot of money too, and maybe they're just trying to attract a man that makes a lot of money when they're not really making that much money either. I don't know.
Man. I don't know. You know what, Mark? You just said something that made me feel like I channeled Diego. Mm-hmm. Because when you said a lot of men will put on a suit in front like they got money, but they really don't. Mm-hmm. It made me also think about how he talks to people that talk about being a Christian and they're about God and they're really not, just to get in your pants. They'll be like, oh, girl, yeah, I'm a Christian. Come over. Let's hang out.
No, a couple of Bible verses.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A lot of the really. Hallelujah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so
ones
Diego
you don't really,
a player, huh?
No, he does not do the whole Bible
he
thing.
He doesn't
that's not,
like it.
Yeah, that's okay. Not his joint or his jam.
Okay.
But, you know, but it made me think when you, as soon as you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, Diego would say he's right, because there are men out there fronting like, hey, I'm about God. Let me, you know, I'm on this dating site. I'm about, you know, I'm a Christian. Let's get mm-hmm. to know each other. And next thing you know,
Lord,
I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do it to
guides
you.
Me.
Right. Mm-hmm. But again, let's not get this mixed up with people running game. We're sticking more, right.
I'm sorry.
People that will in a circle say what their standards are for dating. Like, I won't date this kind of woman. I wouldn't date this kind. I wouldn't put up with this. I wouldn't do that. When you know good and goddamn well, they full of shit. You will put up with half of that bullshit.
Okay, I thought you were saying like they front, like
right. They fronting.
So
not
that's what I said. Maybe
on,
I'm misunderstanding
right.
the question.
So
yeah, I did.
So right. So again, the question is, how many people are fronting when it comes to what their standards of dating is? Okay, what they would put up with, what they will tolerate in a relationship, but you know. Either because you know the person or you know, all of us have friends or whatever that you've heard. All of us have friends that you heard when they in the group would be like, oh, yeah, girl, shit, I wouldn't. Ain't no way I would stand for no stuff. But you looking at them like, that's half the niggas you date.
Mm-hmm. Last week.
That's the nigga okay. you were right. That's the nigga last you was week. With last week. What are you talking about?
That's the times they use with that hoodie dude. What do you mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. People that front about their standards of dating. Mm-hmm. Not whether they run game, not whether do they put the fake on. What are their, whether they front on their standards of dating?
Well, if I will give my opinion, I think about 92.5%. And I know that sounds, you know, a bit outrageous, but I think a lot of people, and actually, whether men or women, I think there's an equal amount. I think you have women just like, oh my God, he needs to make six figures. He needs to have a large penis. He needs to have a fabulous house, you know, the house in the Hamptons. Bullshit. And yet and still, Valentine's Day, you're at, you know, a function with the hoodie boy. So, and then I think with men, I think it's equally the same. I do. I think that, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, she has to be this and she needs to be a size 4 and she needs to have this. But yet and still, you like the curves of that, you know, thick girl, whatever. And you front in front of your friends because you want to showboat, you know, what your perception of a dime is, when in actuality, you like the fluffy goodness of that big-breasted, fat-ass, you know, thick girl. So yes. I think a lot of them, I think both. I think it happens on both. I think it was an equal amount. And I think, honestly, I think a lot, men and women, they both do it. It is ridiculous, but they do it. And you're willing to lower, in some cases,
You're willing. The older you get, the more willing you are to lower your standards. That's
right.
Just
now, why when you said the older you get, you looked over here? I don't understand that.
Did I look at you?
Yes, you did.
I would never look at you, Mark.
Well,
you're married.
Well, thank you.
You're
well,
married.
You.
And you're,
no, no.
Yeah.
Well, you said I would never look at you. Right?
No, that, I mean, I think off of just straight up standards.
Something to say.
I think off of just straight up standards that, you know, clearly both men and women do it. But I think just because of raw numbers in terms of, I think women tend to be more into wanting the relationship and stuff more than men. The perception is that women want the relationship more than the men do. That just by those sheer numbers, I think women front more. And when it comes to actually getting down to the relationship, I think guys are a little bit more tolerant to say, all right, this is who I have more than the women are. I think, you know what I'm saying? A nice pair of tits, a fat ass, and a cute face will get most women in the door. Because a lot of guys like some arm candy. So she could probably work at McDonald's, just, you know, bring it home just enough to pay the fucking cable bill. But because she got the rest, you know, I think they'll be a little bit more tolerant. But I think, you know, women, I think, kind of front a little bit harder because they have to keep up that image in their little girl groups of, you know what I'm saying? And I even think they'll go as far as to, if it's a dude working at McDonald's, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah, he's manager in training and he about to get his own store in a minute.
He works at a corporate office.
Right, but that nigga flipping burgers like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, I think women front a little bit more when it comes to that.
Well, I will agree to disagree because I don't know. Based off of numbers and that women outnumber men, okay. That would be in a lot of things. But even if you took out that part of the equation and you just looked at, you know, 500 men and 500 women, I think it would be equal.
I still think women are more into seeking the relationship more than men are.
Well, seeking a relationship, yes, but, you know, being in a position to kind of, you know, be willing to front or to put on those airs, I think men definitely, and especially in this day and age currently, oh my God, like men really, I've seen multiple examples, they will do that a lot.
You see, the thing is, I again, and Doc, tell me if I'm wrong, when the fellas get into their little groups, I mean, that's when we talk our gulliest. And that's where we'll be like, man, shit. You know, we could all be sitting around chilling or whatever, and a chick walk past.
Right.
And, you know, dude be like, God damn, she fine as a motherfucker. And a nigga be like, yeah, but her ass sitting at the bus stop. And niggas be like, I don't give a fuck. Shit, I got a car. Blah, 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 whatever. We don't have to put on the front for each other as much as I feel that women will put on. You know, if it was the same situation, y'all sitting around at the restaurant and y'all see a nigga sitting at the bus stop, ain't none of y'all gonna be like, I still get with him, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's some bull.
No, that's not necessarily true.
It's not always true, but I think it's majority true.
Because some women out there do think dudes, they will see potential in somebody. And just because he's at a bus stop, he could be cute at a bus stop. You know, you might be like, oh, fuck that nigga fine.
And he leaving from his job at the bus stop.
There you go. How about that?
So, yeah.
And I noticed the way he washed those dishes in the back. They were really clean.
He had that big old,
And look at his nails. He has clean nails from washing those dishes. And I think he's going to, you know, I think he has potential. No, really, really.
So, Quinny, where can people chime in?
Again, indeepshow@yahoo.com,
202-750-1437.
You did it!
Yay!
Ooh, ooh. Yay, you!
Yay, yay! I'm sorry.
I know. Took it too far.
Oh, another level.
Too far.
There you go.
We always do.
So, are we going to take a quick break?
That's why we in.
Oh, we just going to get out this joint. Yeah, actually, it is time to get out of here. I feel like, ooh, here we go again, doing a long-ass show. Sorry, guys.
That's why I kind of had to.
Okay, we got you.
You know.
That's cool.
The drinking effect was taking over. We had to get out of here. So, damn it.
Two finger, one finger. I do have a one finger this week. And yeah. This week. I know. And I mean this in the most loving, positive way that you can possibly put it. Mm. One finger to my sister.
Oh, again?
Yes.
I feel like you did that last week.
Did I do it last week?
I swear I feel like you did
it. Damn
it,
we're doing it again this damn week. The hell with
way
you?
Way to go, Gina. Yeah. Way to go, girl.
I'm sorry. Let me reframe. Yeah, watch her movie. Because I don't want to take it too far because I do love my sister. I want everyone to know I love her to pieces. But I am going to whip this ass. I'm going to whip this ass.
This ass
is going to get whipped. So I'm saying that because we are, and I did mention this a week or two ago, we are on this weight loss thing and she was just so goddamn smug about it. Like, oh, Gina, you're going to lose. But she didn't say that, but she was looking at me like, oh, bitch, you're not going to make it. You're just going to stay like you are, and I'm going to be fabulous at the beach. So one finger to you. How about that? And yeah.
Sit and spin.
So I am exactly, but in the most loving possible way, I love you, but I'm going to whip that ass. So
Whip that ass.
Two fingers, and I know I've done this one before, but this Saturday was so special and so beautiful. I would like to give two fingers to really affectionate, loving black men who are willing to share their cheesecake, their Popeyes, and you know, their hot wings from
50-piece
Buffalo. Exactly.
Don't forget about the biscuit.
And not because, you know, for those who have a problem with it, that's fine. I'm not harping on that. I'm just strictly talking about the ones who, you know, are just giving. You know, some people don't want to share, some people do. It's perfectly fine. But, you know, for those who are just loving and giving and willing to give of themselves, whether it's their chicken, whether it's their heart, whether it's their time, loving you and nurturing you and being, you know, being there for you. So two fingers to wonderful, sexy black men. That doesn't mean any other race, but right now it's just about black men.
Hashtag black love.
Love ya.
Doctor.
Oh, God.
See, I was including you in that. Oh, Mark, just assuming that you are a fabulous husband and that you're
assuming.
A wonderful daddy. Hey, I'm giving you a compliment. Eat it. Did all you? Right. Whoa. See, come on, people.
Whoa. Okay, my bad.
Dang.
Oh, you going to leave me?
That's didn't see you. Nah, okay. My eyes were closed.
Drink. Oh, okay, all right. Oh, that's what it was. Two fingers to Kayla and the Columbia Park mob who did their thing this Saturday.
What?
And one finger to come on, black people out there that's beating up people at the McDonald's and on the subway station. Come on, y'all, we don't need that shit, man. One finger to y'all, man. Grow up. Black lives do matter. We understand that, but y'all going around beating up people. That doesn't help it at all. Okay? So, there you go.
Whee!
All right. My turn. Okay. So, I think I'm going to do two fingers instead of a one because I don't really have a one. Surprising. I would like to send a shout out to Ash and Monique. Happy anniversary. 11 years.
Wow.
Phew.
Congratulations.
Y'all old but young. Is that possible?
Yes. Right.
Is that even possible? But you
strong.
Are.
Keep strong.
Yeah, that's super dope. And I'd like to send a shout out to the Deepsters that, you know, respond to us and on Facebook as well. So shout out to Mr. Brent, to Mr. Rude Boy, and Miss Angela. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. And to the dudes that share our show all the time, Stone and Rashani, and I think this time it was Mr. King.
Bet. Two fingers for just the Most High giving us another opportunity to get it right. It was definitely something we take for granted daily. So definitely, no matter who it is that you call your God, take a moment out to say thank you for another opportunity to get it right. One finger. One finger. I don't, you know what? I don't have any one fingers today. Okay. Or do I?
Maybe one.
No. Don't have any. I'll save it for another time. I'm sure I'll need multiple one fingers coming up. Yeah. So God bless. Thank you guys so much
for
tuning
in
to our show and making us a part of your rotation. And again, thank you. You know, again, like I said, the feedback is really what, you know, makes this show more fun. You know, to be able to interact and have some fun with you guys.
Yeah.
So thank you for the few people that were able to come from behind the headphones or pick up a microphone and say hello. So it was great. Ah, man. Another one in the books. Whew. I'm ready to get out of here, folks.
Yeah.
It's been a long day. Got to start early. I'm going to try some new shit this week, y'all. I'm going to fill y'all in next week to see if it works. I doubt it will.
It might.
But we're going to see if it works. Wish me luck. We got to get out of here. As always, in closing, what do you like to say?
I woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now.